Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Monday, November 19th, 2012, the start of a brand new week. Boy, do we have a lot of stuff to talk about. Things are just going crazy all over the planet. And we got a lot of stuff to get to this show here. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. The lovely Miss Crystal is sitting in our control room managing the warp drives and ready to answer the phone when you call on in. A couple of quick program notes. Of course, this week is Thanksgiving on Thursday. And we will be having a holiday at Republic Broadcasting. They'll be replaying some older shows. We will be back on the air live on Friday, and I think that's very important because I think things are going to happen on Thursday that we'll have to talk about on Friday. Thursday is also, of course, the 49th anniversary of the assassination of John F. Kennedy. We're going to try and get to some of that tomorrow and Wednesday as more recent current events will allow. Before I get into the serious news, I just saw this very bizarre story on CNN where they're out there pushing the joys and benefit of co-housing for the baby boomers. You don't want to have a home all to yourself. You want to share a house with one or two or five or six other families. What this is, of course, as we've commented many, many times, the Social Security Trust Fund had a cash buildup in anticipation of the surge of retirements of the baby boomers that's happening right now. But many administrations, most notably that of Bill Clinton, simply took that cash buildup, moved it over the general ledger, and spent it as general ledger revenues. That's where Bill Clinton got his miraculous government budget surplus. He was looting the Social Security Trust Fund. There's nothing in there but a bunch of government IOUs, which they are now not able to redeem. And so they're getting ready to basically say, well, we're not going to be able to give you back the money you put in there. And so really, you have to, you know, share a home with each other so that, the Social Security payments won't have to be quite as much. And they're trying to make it sound like it's a positive thing. And I just wanted to call attention to that because we're starting to get that propaganda run up. You must make do with less so the bankers can have more. You must make do with less so the bankers can have more. Obviously, the big news continues to be the escalation of violence over in Gaza. Apparently, four children were killed in a single Israeli airstrike. That was just, and Israel's now saying, oh, it was a technical error. We weren't really aiming at this home, but apparently they wiped out three entire generations of a Palestinian family. They seem to be just bombing indiscriminately. And the attitude displayed by Israel's government continues to get more and more extreme. We're hearing Israeli officials saying Gaza should be flattened like Hiroshima and mow the population. That's the rhetoric we're getting out of there. Gilad Sharon, the son of former Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, is out there saying we need to flatten entire neighborhoods. Forget about targeting rockets and rocket launchers. We just need to flatten entire neighborhoods in Gaza. And it's just a reminder of this extreme out of proportion act by Israel against Hamas. And remember, all of this began when Israel broke a ceasefire by shooting a Palestinian child playing soccer from a helicopter. And then the Palestinians shot at some IDF soldiers. Israelis killed two more kids, then fired on the funeral for one of those. That's when the rockets started flying. Then there was another ceasefire that Israel broke again when they assassinated the military commander of Hamas, who was holding in his hand a draft of a truce offered by Israel, which is probably what got him to be reckless and got him out in the open there. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. When we come back, more about what's going on in Israel and other parts of the world. Everybody's shooting at everybody right now. We'll be right back.
Tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. And within 12 hours of taking RNA Drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA Drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You know that maintaining your health is getting harder than ever. GMO, chemtrails, designer viruses, toxins, and mysterious syndromes make it very difficult to protect yourself and loved ones. So what can you do? How can you fight back and own your health? What if powerful technology existed designed to help you optimize your physical and mental well-being, correct chronic issues, and extend your quality of life? Skeptical? Sure. We were too, but results don't lie. Your body's an energy system, and the future of medicine will use non-toxic bioenergy to rejuvenate your cells with the perfect living energy they're made from. How do we know? Because that future began nearly 100 years ago and lives on today because of powerful results. T8 is a breakthrough technology that's transforming the science of bioenergetic rejuvenation. To learn why over 800 holistic practitioners and people just like you bought T8s over the past 3 years, visit antiaging8.com. That's antiaging, the numeral 8, or call 979-227-2277. 979-227-2277.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together instead of on a computer alone. Big MacDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And now we have a senior Israeli politician calling for a Palestinian Holocaust. Now, of course, as you're already aware, Israel has trademarked that word. And it's only supposed to be used in reference to the suffering of Jews under the Nazis. And, of course, Israel absolutely decries any comparison of their treatment of the Palestinians with the treatment of, for example, the Warsaw Ghetto Jews by Nazi Germany. So this minister is out there blurring the line as to what constitutes a Holocaust. And he's angered a lot of people who seem much more concerned about public relations than all the blood that is being shed there. Now, Israel is saying they're ready to invade Gaza if the ceasefire efforts fail. Now, this is a back door to the invasion. They're trying to make it look like it's Gaza's fault here for not holding to a ceasefire, except that Israel broke the last ceasefire when they assassinated Hamas military commander. They broke the ceasefire before that when they gunned down that kid from the helicopter. Back in 2008, it was Israel that broke the six-month ceasefire on Election Day 2008 by attacking Gaza and killing six Hamas officials. So it is Israel that seems to have the problem with maintaining a ceasefire. We're going to have more about that later on because they're over in Cairo trying to negotiate something. And it's rather an ugly situation where Israel, as usual, is saying, you will give us this and we will give you nothing except we'll stop killing you. And it's always that kind of one-sided deal that guarantees an agreement will never be arrived at. But I do want to take a few minutes here to talk about the fact that Israel is targeting foreign journalists, actually any journalists, inside Gaza right now. And they're saying, this is okay that we're doing this, because you journalists shouldn't be anywhere near Hamas. You shouldn't be talking to them. You shouldn't be interviewing them. You shouldn't be shooting video that helps the Hamas cause. So they're basically trying to enforce with bombs and bullets a one-sided media presentation of what's going on in the ground there. Now, Russia is saying that they are convinced their offices, their Russian TV offices in Gaza, were intentionally targeted. No accident. They were trying to do it. Israel's airstrikes have also hit the Al-Aqsa Hamas TV station in a high-rise in downtown Gaza City. So this is deliberate targeting of the media. Deliberate targeting of the media so that only the information Israel wants to allow out will be allowed out. Sky News offices were damaged. One of their cameramen has lost a leg. Five other journalists are wounded. And Russia today is saying, yeah, Israel says, yeah, we're hitting the mark. We're hitting the media. We're silencing the foreign media. We're silencing Hamas media. We're silencing Gaza's media so that only Israel's version of events goes out to the world. Not happening. Not happening. Reporters Without Borders are condemning the Israeli strikes targeting the media, as well they should. This is something they also did back in 2008 during Cass Led. During the invasion of Lebanon, Israel was targeting the UN observers. They don't want people seeing what's really going on. Now, today, I think they've responded to concerns raised that Iron Dome seemed to be letting a lot of the Hamas missiles through by saying, yes, they're calling up three more batteries, and yes, it's successful, and yes, it's working. They're claiming they have fired about 200 of the Iron Dome rockets at, let's see, $40,000 each. That's about $8 million they've spent on these Iron Dome rockets. I wonder who's going to be asked to pick up the tab on that one. Meanwhile, over in the Gaza hospitals, they are running out of medical supplies and medicines, mostly because Israel continues to blockade humanitarian aid ships coming into Gaza, bringing medical supplies, crayons and musical instruments, that kind of stuff. But these are all blocked by Israel and this starvation blockade. And now they're really feeling it because what little medical supplies they had are already starting to run out, and people are just having to deal with their wounds with whatever's at hand. Now, protests have erupted all over the world regarding this atrocity. Major protests up in London. Apparently, they're starting in front of Cameron, number 10 Downing Street, to basically say, your policy supporting Israel does not reflect that of the British people. And then they're going to have a, or I've already had a march over to the Israeli embassy. Let's see. Another demonstration marched from the Israeli embassy to the prime minister's office and then Parliament Hill, calling for an end to the attacks. So there's a couple of these things going on in London. The anti-Zionist Orthodox Jews are holding protests condemning the Zionist atrocities in Gaza and saying it is not consistent with their religious beliefs. Greek protesters who are in the midst of their austerity riots against the government of Greece have also mounted a protest against Israel for the war on Gaza. Now, all of this has had what may turn out to be an unintended side effect that Israel was not predicting. Hamas and Fatah, who've been at odds over who's really running Palestine, have agreed to unite. They're putting down their differences and they're coming together to deal with the Gaza crisis. That may be something Israel was not expecting to happen. And as a result, there are protests against Israel now taking place in the West Bank that are leading to clashes with the police over there. So the violence and unrest is spreading or being driven into the West Bank. Now, getting back to this issue about the ceasefire, they're over in Cairo trying to negotiate something, and they're saying basically the negotiations have failed. And the impasse is simply that Netanyahu's position is that you will stop your rocket fire and you will give us new security buffer zones carved entirely out of the Gaza Strip. They just want to take more of Gazans' land, supposedly for security, which is nonsense. Even the short-range Hamas rockets have a 7-mile range, and Gaza is too small to get a 7-mile buffer zone out of. So it's just another excuse to grab more land from Gaza, probably along the coastline, because part of the real goal here is access to all that natural gas that's off the coast of Gaza right now. And Bibi is basically saying, give me your shield and sword, and I'll keep mine. Put down your weapons, and I will give you back absolutely nothing. Now, Hamas' position is very simple. They will stop the rocket attacks as long as Israel lifts the starvation blockade against Palestine and against Gaza. So there's the impasse. Israel is saying, we're going to take more of your land and we'll stop shooting. And Hamas is saying, we'll stop shooting if you lift the starvation blockade. And so Israel's already saying, well, if you're not going to come to a ceasefire deal on our terms, then there's going to be an invasion. My guess is it's going to happen on Thanksgiving, when they expect Americans are going to be distracted with football games and parades, and we're all going to be, you know, dopey on tryptophan from the turkey, and we're not going to really care what's going on in Gaza. And apparently Israel has issued a 36-hour deadline for Hamas to come to an agreement, which basically puts the resulting invasion when there is no agreement, because Israel's not going to allow there to be an agreement. Israel will never agree to lift the starvation blockade, because that would be tantamount to Israel admitting they were wrong to have the blockade in the first place. And Israel never, ever admits they were wrong about anything. Now, there's an interesting little story that came out. Netanyahu is running for re-election, and the elections were scheduled for the end of January. They've already been postponed a couple of times, as Netanyahu jockeys for some kind of an advantage to keep the Likud party in power at the Knesset. And this pile of dead Palestinian bodies was what is his latest campaign effort. But there are massive protests against Israel's violence in Gaza inside Israel itself. And it's beginning to look more and more like Netanyahu severely miscalculated the Israeli voters' reaction to this violence. This out-of-proportion violence, which all began, again, it goes back to when that soldier in the helicopter just gunned down a Palestinian child playing soccer. That was intended to provoke a response that Israel was going to use as justification for a new military campaign in Gaza. And the Israeli people know it. And so now they're talking about delaying the elections, which means inside Israel, this campaign in Gaza is not the vote winner that Netanyahu calculated it would be. So he kind of blew that one. Now, hopefully, the U.S. government will take a lesson from this and realize that trying to hide the economic failure of this nation behind a new world war, even though it worked the last two times, is doomed to fail today. I don't know. Sometimes I think our political leadership is learning disabled. They don't seem able to learn that this is a whole new environment, a whole new society, whole new form of civilization, whole new way of information flowing through the population. And they should learn from past mistakes and move forward, but as long as they keep with this Cold War imperial mindset, the worse and worse things they're going to get. Okay, let's see. I'm getting a text message here. Apparently, Egyptians are crossing the Gaza border to protest the Gaza bombings. Okay, that is really heating up there as well. I'm going to get more details on that as soon as I can here. Now, Israel has already been caught faking news coverage of this conflict. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Leroy lives in a cardboard box down by the Mission Bell, where saints refuse to go and the sinners wish him well. Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine, it happens far too often. While the rich man turns away, his mother looks on weeping, teardrops of blood are falling.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, Israel has already been caught using image fakery in their propaganda about the attack on Gaza. One video that was supposed to show these horrible Hamas missiles coming in and killing Israelis, they used a CGI explosion, and a not very well done one, which is why everybody called them on that. There was another picture where they showed a couple, an Israeli woman and a daughter, cowering inside a storm drain pipe. It turns out that photo was actually shot in Asia, and the Israeli media photoshopped it to change the Asian faces to Israeli faces. And they got busted on that one. It was another very sloppy Photoshop job on that. Yet another one involves a phony hospital sign that was made up that showed the levels of the hospital, and the lower level was Hamas bomb storage. Doesn't get more obvious and blatant than that, to try and justify why it was okay for Israel to bomb the Gaza hospitals. Israel is bombing the hospital. They're bombing infrastructure. They're bombing schools. They're bombing hospitals. They're bombing the government buildings. They've attacked the media. This has nothing to do with Hamas rockets. This was a deliberate provocation. Shooting that kid from the helicopter was a deliberate provocation to try and get a response and use the response to justify a repeat of Castlehead or Pillar of Cloud or whatever they're calling it this week here. The reality is that Israel has attacked Gaza 1,350 times since last Wednesday. Now, do you remember we were pointing out how the United States Congress, both the House and the Senate, unanimously passed a resolution in support of Israel saying they have a right to defend themselves and do all this stuff? I want you to remember that because due to all this tension in the Mideast caused by this attack on Gaza, oil prices are going up. That means you're going to be feeling it at the gas pump. So when you're standing there at the gas station, struggling to go through your wallet and find enough money to get gas in your car so you can go to work or go to school or even just get home, you remember the U.S. Congress thought this was all worth it. Unanimously, every member of the House, every member of the Senate voted for this. You remember that when you look at that price on the gas pump next week. Meanwhile, Senator Carl Levin is criticizing Egypt's weak effort on Gaza. Now, what he means by that is the United States wants Egypt to support Israel in this conflict and try and tell Gaza, you got to back off, you got to stop shooting the rockets, you got to give them the buffer zone. And President Morsi isn't doing that. President Morsi does not want to be another puppet for the U.S. government. It's why he got voted in. And so now Senator Levin is out there trying to make it look like Egypt is somehow to blame for all this mess. Remember last week when they were saying, oh, these long-range rockets, they had to be coming from Iran. Then it turns out, no, Hamas is building them themselves. They're not very good, judging by the contrails we're seeing on the video, but they're not from Iran. But anytime any one of these news stories breaks, long-range rocket, everybody in Washington, D.C. and the corporate media, their first thought is, how can I use this to push my agenda? They're not interested in what's really going on over there. They're not interested in the facts. They're not interested in truth. It's always, how do I use this to promote my agenda? And, of course, the agenda is still war with Iran. So anything bad that's going to happen over there, oh, it must be Iran. Iran's doing this. Iran. And again, they got caught out on it. Now, William Hague is warning that a ground invasion is going to damage Israel. He's out there warning that if Israel invades the Gaza Strip, Israel will lose international sympathy and support, which is kind of revealing because apparently Israel's international sympathy and support is a high priority for William Hague. Dead Palestinian kids, including the one shot from the helicopter that started all this, apparently not so much. Remember, one of the kids who got killed was the child of a BBC cameraman from one of Israel's attacks on the media. Now then, it's a very, very ugly situation over there. Now, people are fighting back. Israel and its institutions are facing millions of cyber attacks. Hackers around the world are attacking Israel's websites and servers to express their displeasure. One of the stories that came out here is that a list of 5,000 names of Israeli officials was leaked out, including their emails and their phones. Almost as soon as it was posted on the net, it was ordered taken down. It keeps popping up various places. If you do a web search, I'm sure you can find it and send some very nice emails to those officers. But obviously, they're very concerned about this list being out there because they don't want their officers to get email that the world is not approving of what they're doing. So we're coming up on the end of the segment here. We're going to take a little bit of a break. Our phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. When we come back, I'm going to share with you the story of types with tired fingers. So we're going to take a break here. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Call me U.S. Steel, 21st Century Fox soundbite. Who gives a damn what's true or false, long as it leans to the right? Add a token liberal, pretend I'm fair, a bimbo for some sex appeal. I'm busy oiling up the corporation wheel, and they call me U.S. Steel.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're getting a report. Apparently, Israel has attacked the media center where all the TV stations and news people are gathered. They've attacked it a second time. And this time the excuse has changed. This time they're saying, oh, we know Hamas terrorists are hiding inside those news offices. So they have struck the media center for a second time now. All right, I want to share a story with you. This is actually an article I put up on whatreallyhappened.com yesterday, and apparently it took off. It's been copied off to a lot of different places, and the article title is Types with Tired Fingers here. I have recently had a religious epiphany. I've decided to convert to the Sundance faith. Now, this is a religion practiced by many of the North American Native people for thousands of years. It's easy to be a sun dancer. You can see the sun. That's a definite plus compared to religions relying on an imaginary playmate somewhere in the sky. Now, I have long felt a kinship with my newly adopted religion and people. We have a photo posted with the article at whatreallyhappened.com from the 1990s where I'm wearing, you know, skins and beads and so forth and so on. I look very Native American there. So this is not a new thing. I've been kind of thinking along this way for a long time. But in the spirit of traditional naming customs among the Native Americans, I've taken an aspect of my life as a blogger and from that created my new Native American name, Types with Tired Fingers. Because I am now religiously connected with the original people of the North American continent who've been here for thousands of years, I hereby call on the United States government to withdraw and return this land to its rightful traditional owners, myself included. After all, we were here first. And I call on other nations around the world to send in money and weapons so that we may free our nation and recover it from the people who were living here just last week. Now, if you think it sounds silly, it is. It is very, very silly. My actual ancestry is a blend of Sephardic, French, and English. There is a family legend regarding a teensy bit of Huron blood, but no real documentation to support it. I am not actually a Native American, and pretending to their religion does not make me one. Yet this very same silliness underlies the Israel claim to Palestine. Now, the Jews who migrated to Palestine after World War II from Europe are not descendants of the Hebrews you read about in the Bible. They're descended from Khazars in Central Asia near present-day Russian Georgia, who converted to Judaism in 800 A.D. Khazaria fell a century later, and the descendants of the converted Jews migrated northward into Russia and west into Europe. This group of Jews, called Ashkenazi, are not descended from any of the 12 tribes described in the Bible. DNA tests have confirmed this, as does their very pale skin that makes it clear they're not originally from the Middle East. So Israel's claim to the lands of Palestine rests solely on the fact that they have adopted the religion of a people who lived on that land thousands of years ago. One might just as easily adopt the religion of Ra, and on that basis lay claim to Egypt. Of course, common sense says that simply adopting the religion of the Sun Dance does not give me a claim to the lands of the United States of America. Were I to worship Ra or Aten, likewise does not give me claim to the lands of Egypt. Worshipping Sol Invictus does not give me claim to Italy. And worshipping Yahweh does not give the Khazars any real right to Palestine. And it's just something to think about as the bombs and bullets continue to fly. Now, Rupert Murdoch is at the heart of a whole new controversy because apparently he made a comment in the press, and this is the quote, "Why is Jewish-owned press so consistently anti-Israel in every crisis?" And, of course, this kicked off a firestorm, not over whether there was anti-Israel bias in the media, but the fact that he actually said it was Jewish-owned. And there was an op-ed by a guy by the name of Damian Thompson that just goes on the attack after him. And you can tell from his almost panic reaction that he's very, very worried that more and more people are starting to look at the disproportionate representation within the media, within the government, within the banking sector of individuals who are more loyal to Israel than to the country in which they happen to live. And that's something they don't want attention called to here. Now, turning up to Lebanon, little story from out of there. The Lebanese military found a bunch of Katyusha rockets aimed at Israel on timers. They were found in South Lebanon aimed across the border. This is a repeat of something that we saw leading up to the war with Lebanon, the last invasion by Israel of Lebanon. We just had a loud thump here. All right. So anyway, common sense tells you if you're going to fire rockets at somebody, you fire the rockets right then and there when you know your target is still in the same location. Rockets set up on timer, that to me says Israel snuck across the border and set up the rockets so that they would have an excuse to reinvade Lebanon because they didn't achieve their objective the last time, which was the Litani River. And it looks like Israel is starting to shoot in every direction here. They're already shelling into Syria. They're already talking about needing to secure a buffer zone in the Sinai. Meanwhile, over in Iraq, their prime minister has rejected Joe Biden's offer for deployment of U.S. troops in Kirkuk. They're trying to find a way where they can re-garrison these nations we supposedly liberated and are now feeling that they can break free of U.S. control. And the Iraq PM basically turned that one down. Meanwhile, the U.S. has begun talks with the government of Afghanistan regarding U.S. troop presence beyond 2014. Remember, all these politicians, including Obama, who said, oh, we'll be out at the end of 2014. We promise we'll bring your kids home. Uh-uh, not going to happen. They're already out there trying to figure out some way where they can keep forces in Afghanistan. Got to protect those opium poppies. Got to protect their opium poppies. Another story that tells me that Afghanistan is probably not going to agree to an extension past 14. Apparently, the government, Hamid Karzai, has ordered the Afghani troops to take control of a U.S. detention facility in Afghanistan. He may want to find out what's been going on in there to use as leverage against the U.S. government. You know, get out by 2014 or I'll start putting these pictures of all these tortured people around the world. So things are heating up over there. Now, we are being told that the Muslim Brotherhood, the bad guys, Al-Qaeda rebranded, are now targeting Jordan. And we have U.S. boots on the ground to protect the king. Now, there is rioting going on inside Jordan. They do not like their king. They do not like their monarchy. They want democracy. And here the U.S., which is justified the invasions of Afghanistan, Iraq, Libya, and Iran with, we're bringing democracy to those people, we're freeing them from a cruel tyrant who oppresses them, is on the side of the oppressor. And it just underscores the hypocrisy of these foreign policies. Same thing's going on over in Bahrain. Bahrain has cracked down on their protesters. It is one of the world's most brutal dictatorships. But because he's friendly to the United States of America, you're not going to hear anything about, oh, we have to go in there and free those poor suffering people from a brutal dictatorship. So if you thought the U.S. was on the side of those poor people struggling against brutal dictators, no, not really. U.S. is on the side of whoever's going to make sure that their nation's resources are sold only for the dollar. That's the real agenda here. U.S. senators are calling for a no-fly zone inside Syria in order to basically keep the Syrian Air Force hamstrung in dealing with this hired mercenary army. Senator McCain is at the forefront there saying, we've got to do something. We've got to go in there and crush down Assad. We got to get rid of Assad and a new puppet government and so forth and so on. Now, NATO has deployed Patriot missiles, or NATO is about to deploy Patriot missiles in Turkey on the Syrian border using German troops. They've run into a roadblock. I'm going to mention that in a little bit. Apparently, the Royal Marines from Great Britain are on standby to deploy, supposedly to protect Turkey. Well, let's be very honest. Syria right now is dealing with this hired mercenary army attempting to overthrow them. Syria has no reason to attack Turkey, even though Turkey has been trying to provoke a confrontation by grabbing Syrian passenger jets out of the air and forcing them to land to be searched. What the Patriot missiles are there for is to enforce a no-fly zone near the Turkish border. So these are Patriot missiles are not for defense, they're for offense, to shoot in Syria to down Syrian aircraft. So the invasion of Syria is ramping up here. Now up in Germany, they've hit a little bit of a roadblock because opposition parties in Germany have called for a parliamentary vote before any German troops or rockets are sent to the Turkish border. Because from where they're sitting, Turkey, even though a NATO member, is not in danger. Syria is not trying to invade them. And the NATO treaty commits the nations to the defense of each other, but doesn't automatically commit them to the offense of other third parties here. So that's running into a roadblock up there in Germany. There's a video on the front page of What Really Happened, where a member of the Free Syria Army, who are 95% not even Syrian, basically murdering a Syrian government sympathizer. Tied up, bound, blindfolded, just murders him right in front of the camera. And you might want to keep that in mind for this next story. Apparently, the European Union has just officially recognized the Syrian opposition as the legitimate government of Syria. I don't know on what basis, other than greed. And doesn't the European Union have more important things to worry about than Syria? Don't they have a collapsing economy? Member nations ready to break away? Only last week, a member of the European Union Parliament was saying Europe is on the verge of a zone-wide revolution. You'd think they'd be worried about that and not be going down there and saying, yeah, the guys with the, you know, the acts of terror, they're the new legitimate government. Now, Israel is shelling Syrian fighters across the Golan Heights, claiming that weapons are coming across the border into Israel, munitions, bombs, bullets, during the conflict. Have you ever noticed that Israel only shells the Syrian government forces? They've never shelled the hired mercenary rebels. So they're getting ready to go on that one here. Now, going back to that chief rabbi Jonathan Sachs on the BBC basically saying that all of this upset has to do with Iran. And that was a major slip-up, which cannot be taken back. Operation Pillar of Defense looks to be paving the way for war with Iran. We know that Iran is not going to intervene on Gaza, even though Iran was initially blamed for the long-range rockets. Whether Iran will intervene with Syria is another matter entirely. We do know they have a mutual defense pact. But we also know the U.S. itself has set the precedent for breaking treaties whenever convenient. And Iran has to understand that the instant they go to the aid of the Syrian government, the real Syrian government, not the one the EU is saying is the government, that they're opening the door for an attack into Iran itself. So I imagine right now they're thinking about how can they duck the responsibility of the treaty with Syria and still save face. It's a very, very ugly situation to be in. But we all know that's the ultimate goal. To smash Iran as a regional political threat to Israel, to conquer Iran's oil fields and put them back on sale only for the U.S. dollar. And if you think things are bad in this country right now, it is estimated that a ground invasion by American troops of Iran is going to cost close to $2 trillion in the first 3 months. Could go as high as $3 trillion. They're always underestimating the cost of these things. And they say, don't worry, the oil will pay for it all, which is what they told us in Iraq, and that didn't happen. So they're talking about $3 trillion to invade Iran and risk war with Russia and China. The only way they can get Russia and China to stay out is to have some kind of false flag attack that makes it look like Iran struck the first blow. And I'm sure they're thinking of some way that they can do that. Now, there is an unconfirmed report, and I stress it is unconfirmed, that Poland, the Czech Republic, and a couple of other European countries are calling up their reserves, get them active to get them on standby. Because it looks like this thing could be cascading out of control. Now, we're going to talk about the economy a little bit here. In an article published last Thursday, the New York Times actually admitted that during the elections, both the Republicans and the Democrats agreed not to mention planned cuts to Medicare, Medicaid, and social programs they were both planning to make after the elections, this so-called fiscal cliff, which is American speak for austerity. And by mutual accord, both candidates, both parties said, we're not going to mention that. It's off the table. We're not going to argue about that. That'll only drive more voters to Ron Paul, of course. Meanwhile, David Cameron is telling the European Union they must stop picking the pockets of its citizens. And that is revealing some deep divisions in the Tories over EU membership. A lot of talk in Great Britain about leaving the European Union. And Cameron actually is right on this one. The European Union, just like the United States of America, is trying to solve all of the problems arising from a pyramid system central bank by going into the pockets of the people over and over and over again. Now, the budget summit in the European Union is not making any progress. Once again, they're saying it's on the verge of collapse. They're using phrases like lose-lose. They can't find a solution. They can't find that extra cork for the bottom of the boat. They can't find that 11th marble. And remember, the moment there is a major break in the European Union, Greece defaults, Spain defaults. There's going to be a firestorm of derivatives on Wall Street that is going to basically bring down the American financial system, and you need to be ready for that. Greece was dependent on this budget summit, refinancing them. Now Greece has had to basically go to private lenders to avoid default. It was supposed to happen this month. They're apparently borrowing as much as they can. I don't know what they're pledging as collateral. And, of course, they're paying much higher interest rates for that. Meanwhile, over in the Czech Republic that was considering joining the European Union, now they're backing off, saying, we don't think we want to do that. We don't need quantitative easing. We don't need the euro. There is much wisdom in the Czech Republic. We'll be back with phone calls after these words from our sponsors.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
We are living say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
And aloha, welcome back to the show. We got a caller on the line, Lou in Florida. Aloha, Lou, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Michael. Not on your show, but I've heard other shows, the alternative media, where I'll hear people say, you know, most Jews don't support these attacks, you know, this type of thing. But the fact of the matter, Mike, is that in Israel, you know, there's widespread support. The vast majority of Israelis right now are supporting, you know, in polls, these attacks.
Yeah, but we all know that polls aren't accurate. I mean, we've seen that here in the United States of America. Polls are not designed to measure public opinion. They're designed to manufacture it. You know, they put up a poll that says 90% of Americans favor rubbing blue mud in your navel. And then everybody says, oh, all right, go out, and they start buying blue mud to rub in their navels. So I wouldn't put too much stock in that. I mean, if you look at the videos coming out of Israel of the protests against the campaign in Gaza, and the fact that Israel is considering postponing their elections, I think there's been a huge public backlash against this. And the people of Israel are not at all happy with this. And I think the long-range rockets came as a real surprise. And people in the north of Israel are now feeling directly threatened and in danger. And they're looking back and saying, why are we all of a sudden having these rockets falling around our heads? Well, because back on November 8th, and an IDF soldier shot a kid from a helicopter, that's what started it all. And so probably Netanyahu is actually getting the blame for kicking this thing off and letting it escalate to the point where, you know, rockets are falling near Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. And again, I think the giveaway is the fact that they're talking about postponing the elections again.
Well, let me just say that anecdotally, you know, among Jewish friends of mine, you know, one was telling me the other day, he said, you know, and this is what all of them say, you know, at the shul, it's the same thing. The people expect, you know, that they can fire these rockets and we're not supposed to do anything. That's what all of the people that I know say, and my friend.
Well, you also need to understand something. Israel has a very sophisticated propaganda network inside this country. Israel's foreign ministry pays Jewish students at colleges and universities to sit at home and blog pro-Israel propaganda on the net. That way they don't have to go down and try and get a job, you know, at the fast food burger place. And we know that Israel is bribing the prostitutes in the American media to do exactly the same thing. And we had that caller into our show last week who said he was just talking with his friends about the helicopter incident, and this gentleman next to them jumped up and just apparently felt the need to intrude and say, oh, no, it's all about Hamas and it's all about whatever. And so a lot of the people running around the United States of America who are out there pushing the hardline Israeli propaganda may not be what they themselves personally feel, but there is this huge network that has infiltrated our country to always try and support Israel's point of view. So I wouldn't count on, you know, the Jewish people that you know as being representative. You may just have stumbled across some of the propagandists. Like I said, the giveaway is they're postponing the election. That tells us the real truth is the Israeli people are not happy with this. We got to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.